Scarlett Stone. I'm here in the Julie Land Lair recording my first episode of Scarlett Talks. And I'm here with our fearless leader, Richard Avery.
Hello, Scarlett.
Hello. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. This is a first for both of us.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. We're starting this new project.
Yep.
And I would like to talk to you today about casting, because I know we get so many emails.
Well, let's talk about what the goal is of this show.
Okay.
Let's talk about how we want everybody here. You, because I hear you all the time.
Yeah.
And we get to read your wonderful writings and your perspective and your point of view. But
no one's ever heard Scarlett's voice before.
I know. So they don't really get to hear you. So now they're going to on a hopefully wonderful podcast show. And we're going to talk about all sorts of different things, right?
I mean,
everything from Julie Land related in our universe. Girls.
Julie Land related and non Julie Land related.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Girls.
Yeah.
Movies, music.
Baby Frank. Who's actually here in the studio with us.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about all sorts of things. So I hope the goal is to let people know that we're smart. We're not as dumb as we look, as I always like to say.
I don't think we look that dumb.
No, true. At least the sites don't. So yeah, you know, let's talk about, you know, casting. Julie Land.
Yes. Well, we get a slew of emails from girls everywhere.
Like everywhere.
Like all over the world.
I got one from Sweden or Switzerland recently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, do you look where we're located? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with you in Switzerland or something. I was like, really strange. But yes, casting. Let's talk about casting. I'll give you my little rant about casting. Girls contact us through emails. They contact us through the site itself. They even got us through Twitter. Because girls tweet me all the time, and that's a good thing. And then a lot of times, too, it's references from other girls and agents as well. So here's my simple rules, and I'll spell them out for you. So number one, be nice. Number two, tell us a little bit about yourself. If you're going to email me, tell us like who you are, where you're located. Do you have an agent? How long in the business? Send some photos. One of the problems I do have a lot is girls don't send photos, so I have no idea. So I have to do all this research. I mean, like, make me do my work. The other thing I always tell girls all the time is, like, be sure. I mean, you look at the site.
Yeah.
You've seen everything. A lot of times girls think they can fit on my site, and then they send pictures, and there's not a chance in hell that they would ever be on Julie Land.
Right. So are you saying that there's a certain kind of look that you would go for? Is there a certain type of girl
that
you like to be on the site,
right? Because you can see, like, I mean, look at everything on there. There's a certain, I'm not saying these girls are any better or worse than anybody, but there's a certain kind of girl that fits the Julie Land mold. And some girls, like, I get contacted by, I'm not being mean here, but like old ladies, MILFs, you know, like crazy girls that are covered in tattoos from head to toe. Those aren't things you see on Julie Land. I'm not saying we don't have girls with tattoos or we don't have girls that are older.
But
I'm,
it's just not saying, like, MILF suicide girls. It's a little bit toned down.
Yeah. Right. There's a certain type of girl we like. We like porn stars. I mean, some girls contact me who are like just nude models and will never show their pussy to us.
Right.
So I'm like, why would you do that? And especially when it comes to the videos, I always ask the girls, like, watch our videos and make sure that's what you would do, because there's nothing worse than having a girl show up. It won't do what you want to do. It's, why are you here?
Yeah.
So
when these girls actually do email you, what do you usually read within the emails? What are they saying to you?
Well, they usually say, which is really nice. And I always thank them for the kind words, because it is a bit of an ego boost, because they all love what we do.
Well,
I mean, exactly. They love the photos, and they are always like, oh, I would be honored to shoot with you. And I'm like, wow, okay, cool, an honor. And we've had some really strange things happen through the years. I mean, now, and it's just kind of funny. But the thing, it's really nice. It's very complimentary. But I'll always email back, and then we always wait for the response. And a lot of times, like I said, they're either far, far away from some other country, and I'm like, I'm not going to be there anytime soon, because we do everything here in Hollywood. But they also ask, like, you know, they also want to, it's really weird, because they also want to sit there and meet other girls. Sometimes I think they want to use me to set them up on dates with Lexi Bell and Ash Hollywood and Audrey Bitani. Like, it's really weird. Like, they're using me to go have sex with these hot girls.
Do you think that you're kind of jealous a little bit?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Let's not lie. No, definitely not.
The
no.
truth comes out.
Yeah, exactly. No, no. And you know me, I don't like to share. I don't like to share my girls with anybody, honestly. They're my girls, as I always say. There's reasons for that. But no, the cool thing is that the girls are always nice when they're casting. And I always tell them, you know, and some girls, and I have met and shot girls who have contacted me.
Yeah. And is there anyone that we would know?
Yes.
Of?
Example is, that's how I met. Let's see. How did I meet? Okay, so I met Aiden Ashley through Tiffany Tyler, and I met Ash Hollywood because of Aiden Ashley. I'm Twitter wise, Phoenix Murray, who I just shot, has hounded me on Twitter for years.
Wow.
I just met Sovereign Sari, who has been bugging me for years on Twitter. I meet lots of girls these days, mostly from Twitter, and they all know they all. But they all. I have these strict rules where they all have to. Everybody has to come meet me first. I just don't hire girls. I mean, I want to meet everybody first, right, and see if they even fit. Mostly I want to meet them to see if they even like me, because it's always I'm easy, you know.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes,
yeah, but all the time. But I'm easy. I'm easily pleased,
right? But that being said, right. I feel like there is some sort of type that you do go for, which we already discussed. But are you more of a blonde or brunette kind of guy? I know that you know normally you won't comment on that, but is there like a certain kind of girl?
I get asked that a lot of times, what right. my favorites are. I mean, in interviews, lots of interviews, and my favorites are honestly are nice girls. I mean, and nasty girls. Like, it's that combination of they got to be nice to me and then nasty to me, and then, you know, everything else works. Personality is everything. I mean, looks last only so long.
Right.
There's plenty of blondes and brunettes. There's plenty of tits and pussy. There's like, that's everywhere. There's too much of it, actually. So I look for girls that are fun and special and have personality. That's why, like, I want to meet them first. I just want to see what they have as for a personality. Then it builds from there. But I think that the casting part of it is really simple. I don't ever make a girl get naked like most companies do. I don't ever make girls do things, anything really. I just sit and talk to them. So
that
it's
they
really,
might like feel really uncomfortable
yeah,
doing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because I've heard the stories all the time. I mean, casting couches for reasons. So, and it's pretty disgusting that I would never do that in a million years. So, you know, we just like to sit there. I just always tell girls all the time, be nice. Smart girls do show up with chocolate milk and cookies. Hint, hint. But, you know, it's kind of like it's a good process. And so far, like I said, in the months to come, a lot of the girls we're shooting actually I've met through the internet as opposed to meeting them. I really rarely go to agents. That's the thing. So it's all through the internet. So you just have to be nice and send pictures and then come meet me and we'll go from there.
And have bags full of chocolate chips.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's casting for us here at Julieland. So I got a question for you.
Okay.
What is your goals to, what is your goals to like, what do you, your voice, your wonderful articles, you write these great articles. What are you trying to get across? Is this you learning, teaching? What are you trying to do?
I think that it's both, to be honest. Like, I definitely have my own sexual experiences and my own opinions, and I do believe certain things to be more true than others, but, you know, I'm not a porn star. I haven't had nearly as much experience as the different girls we have in the universe, and so I feel like this is very much like me voicing my opinion, but also learning through, you know, interviews and through experiences of just being around them and being around you.
Okay.
So I'm ready and I'm eager to learn.
Okay. So my question is this: since we've met and since you've been part of Julieland Universe,
yeah.
What is the one thing you would have to say you've learned most?
Be nice.
No, but I mean, like, what have you learned anything in all this time?
What have I learned? I feel like you really have to take care of yourself. You know, in any business, you can get mixed up with the wrong people. You can find yourself in some sort of situation you're not comfortable with. But you always have to stay true to, like, who you are. You have to take care of yourself, be safe, especially within the adult industry. And, I mean, I think that's the most important thing. And I've learned that, I think, from, like listening to all the different girls, especially Porn Star Life Coach. We hear personal anecdotes and stories about what they went through. And so I think I really have learned that, and I'm going to hopefully take it with me throughout my life.
Good, good, good. Well, great. Let's wrap this up. This is episode one.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. Yeah, and I hope everyone will stay tuned. I had a great time.
I had a great time.
And watch out for episode two.
Exactly.
Thank you. This is Scarlett Stone here with Richard Avery. So thank you.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us at, yes, at Scarlett Stone underscore. It's Scarlett underscore Stone.
I always forget.
Oh, yeah. Scarlett underscore Stone.
Okay. And then we have what? At Dick Avery, at Julie Land, yes, at Evil Girl, at Julie Land. We have like a 50 million Twitters.
We have at Baby Frank Dog.
Yep. He's working hard today.
He's laying down and taking a nap. But again, thank you for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Goodbye.